This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, sir. It is laughable what Brian's putting himself through tomorrow for your entertainment. Here he is with Krusty's Corner. Broadus, what the hell were you thinking?
I don't know, man. I just drew a name out of a hat. I mean, it came down to really drawing a name is what it did.
No, this was you picking Cowboys.
Yeah. You put your nuts on the line for and, Dak Prescott.
Oh, I wanted to forget I picked the Cowboys. I just wanted to blame the draw of the hat on this one.
No,
I
didn't want to. Okay, so the other one you owe, that one will be. No. So we got two more bet payoffs.
No, I picked the Cowboys. And I'll tell you what, the Cowboys defense, Dan Quinn, those guys showed up.
Yeah,
they were worthy. They gave me a shot to win a football game. It's a shame that they had to get rid of all the coaches on the offensive side of the ball now, but, you know, we'll figure it out.
Well, they deserved it after what they're making you do.
You know, the more I think about it, I was kind of like, should I really have talked to Wolchuk's mom for like 10 minutes?
It had already been done. You'd have ripped the Band-Aid off, but now you're doing this whole thing, and now you're slowly pulling it, and it just stings and stings. You just needed to bite down and grit it out for a second, man. And then who knows where that whole conversation would have went.
I was always concerned of Mr. Wolchuk pulling up on you.
That's what Lucius.
Oh hell no, he'd have been.
See Lucius, been that's like, exactly sure, that's exactly here. Right.
With an A shirt on, and it's all like dingy.
Exactly.
Ready to throw hands. Yeah. Which one of you is broadest?
Yeah. Cigarette
in a South African accent.
Yeah. Cigarette hanging out of the corner of his mouth.
That's fair. Right.
He's just flipping his lighter open and all, like the open and closed one. He's just flipping it.
Big ass machete in his hand or something like that. Yeah. Maybe some dogs around him.
A couple of dogs.
Like, you know, like he just says the word and he says in South Air and they just attack me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That could have been
16
you.
Hours of radio. Here we come.
I'm excited for this, man.
I think Brian is too. I think you like to show off your, what would this be called? Your,
like feats of strength kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your constitution.
Yeah. I had to ask the other shows though.
They were all for it, right?
Yeah, they were. I think they were okay with it. Nobody was totally negative to my face. You know, they could have been.
Right.
Yeah, I would probably say.
Oh, dude, you're going to do like four segments for him. It's going to be Ask Broadus. It's going to be, hey, let's talk Cowboys off season. This is a blessing for him.
Yeah, no recycling, though, man. When you show up tomorrow, 2:40 for Krusty's Corner, that better be
original. By the time we.
I don't want to have heard Krusty's Corner at 8:40.
No
repeats.
No, that's not going to happen.
You're doing our run sheet tomorrow for us, right?
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's right. We no Gab tomorrow, right? Oh, that's a shame.
That is correct, sir.
They
here for the first time. Let's have Brian schedule the show.
Lucius, stop. What are you doing in there? Just stop.
I can hear Dawson smile from way back there.
Exactly.
In the that is correct, sir.
That is right. I don't have to deal with your incompetence the rest of the day.
Well, he's not going to have to carry you, your exhausted body like me and Wolchuk.
You're thinking and what you're drinking is going to be good. I might just. Like,
you're going to be hammered.
I'll be really tired and I might start drinking. I really might.
Yes.
I'll bring some Crown. I think Perfect. Tim's still. I think I still got some from Tolo Tim.
All right.
Could be his last day at the fan, too.
Mine?
Yeah. Get that dump button. Start ready,
drinking.
Lucius.
Oh, yeah. We can't do that, right? We can't drink on the air.
No, I think you can. I think you can. It's just stuff you might say.
Yeah. We have. You 100% can by law. I can't.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can
get
loose.
You never do, Lucius.
Yeah.
Because if those were the rules, man, Fan Bowl, I mean, me and Wolchuk would be arrested right after our segments at Fan Bowl on Saturday.
Yeah, we'd be screwed. Right. Just like those jury summons you get, you know? You guys get them. I never have. Yeah. Crazy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Brian?
You want to tell us something?
No, nothing to report.
All right.
Coast is clear.
You know what that jury thinks? I one time said I was on the radio.
Really?
And they said you don't have to do it anymore.
I'm going to show up wearing a Kaepernick jersey to see if they keep me.
Well, I hope that was... When Broadus called in sick as a radio employee to get out of jury duty, I hope they were listening, and I hope it was the day that he was vulnerable about how he crapped himself at the golf course. And yeah, they're like, wow, we let him off jury duty for this.
All right.
This is the essential work that we did. Wow, bro. These guys just play true or fart? Is that what we just allowed to escape from jury
duty? Why are you opening this up for people listening?
We might have changed true or fart.
Yeah, what is that, the essential services?
Yeah, Krusty's Corner is a public service.
That's right.
It's a public service.
Darn right it is.
By the way, catch me tomorrow morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Ask me that.
We'll be ready to roll. All right. Hey, I said this. When is this too much? When is this way too much? You guys hearing what it's going to cost you for to get into the Super Bowl? For a trip for two to the Super Bowl?
Trip for two to the Super Bowl. Is this including airfare and hotel, or is this just the get-in price?
This is the whole kit and caboodle.
$14,000.
Yeah, I think on average, I was going to say at least 10 G's.
Yeah, I was going to start with 10. Because I think for one person, it was like 5 for a ticket, potentially.
The average ticket price is about 5.
The whole thing.
Yeah, everything. The whole thing, I'm guessing, I'm going to just guess on average 10 G-bos.
How many days are we staying?
We're going to be there for the Air Force. Two nights stay.
14,500.
$25,000.
Ooh.
I'm going to have 20.
$20,000.
Wow. Jeez.
Fans, they could take my spot.
Average ticket or the get in?
That's how much it's going to cost you for this is what you get.
An average Super Bowl trip.
Super Bowl experience for two. So we're looking at $10,000 a person is what we're looking at right now. NFL, they're saying this. NFL fans heading to Phoenix for the Super Bowl are going to have to pay a pretty penny. And that's just not for the tickets to the Super Bowl, too.
Well, I wouldn't go if I'm a Chiefs fan because we've done this already and our three best wide receivers are hurt. I got to be very confident we're going to win. And I'm not very confident in KC right now. I'm not going to watch us lose, especially if it could be a blowout.
Yeah, dude. I think there's a lot of TCU fans that probably regret a couple of the decisions they made.
Nah, man.
That's a once in a lifetime. College football.
That's a once in a lifetime thing, man. You got to do that, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess. It's hindsight, though. That's too much for me. Like, and honestly, the at-home Super Bowl experience, I guess if it's your team, it's different. I've never had the experience of, like, hey, the Cowboys are there, and maybe if you had the means, would that be fun to go? Because it is your team, so being there is more special. But the tradition of being at home or being at a watch party for the Super Bowl, watching it on a big screen and fellowshipping with friends and family, eating all the food and doing whatever it is I want to do, not being confined to the random seat and all the inconvenience that's involved with doing something like that.
Yeah.
But maybe if it was my team, I'd feel differently. But otherwise, I just love the convenience of being at home and doing my Super Bowl thing, however, man.
I would love to go, but otherwise, I wouldn't pay that amount just to see two random teams.
Okay, that's what I wanted. The next question I wanted to ask you guys. Do you sell your two tickets to the game?
Yes.
100% I would.
If it's not one of my teams in there, I'm selling my tickets.
Even
100%.
If it is, honestly, now that I think about the selling portion of it, like you have that option where you can actually make good money. That's a good business decision, Walchuk. That's an adult decision.
Yeah, the only people that go there are, the pretty damn wealthy, right? Yeah. You have like $1 million portfolio, $10,000's not huge. You love the team and corporate people, right? Because the company's paying for it.
Right.
That's the only.
Teams
only
get 17% of the tickets are only going to the teams. So was it 34% of
the
tickets?
Is the atmosphere of this game kind of just like ho hum? It's really not even that awesome.
I don't know, man. I think the two fan bases are pretty electric, to be honest with you.
Like if the Cowboys are in it, man.
How many true fans are actually there? I would love to know
that's what I'm saying.
Answer to that.
Gavin's right about the corporate side of things. How many Anheuser-Busch, fans are there at the game?
Yeah, they're probably sweet life in it.
Yeah. Okay. If you said you both, everybody said they'd sell their tickets, right?
Except for Walchuk, if it was his team.
If the Cowboys are in it, I mean, who the hell knows when that's going to happen again?
Yeah, he's putting that game day on to the
game. You're going to the game?
Otherwise, I'm selling.
Gavin, tell me what you would spend the $20,000 on other than going to the Super Bowl.
You know what I'm buying? We're in the depths of a bear market. I'm loading up on Ethereum, probably some XRP, some Bitcoin.
Okay.
This
is just saying what you're going to buy. This is not giving advice right on the air.
This is what I would do.
Yeah, this is just you're not giving advice.
Yeah. I'm loading up, baby.
With 20, you have about 20 G's to work with. I don't even know. I would have to like think consciously about what would be the best plan here. 20 grand. Probably
maybe
talk
some
to
of that
somebody
Tesla
smart.
Stock.
Yeah, invested into
jeez.
Retroactively.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would have to get with somebody smart and they would have to tell me what to do with at least half of it. And then the other half I might do something fun.
Lucius, what do you do with 20 grand?
Dividend stocks.
Got it?
Yeah, there's one in particular. I would just add more to it.
Gotcha.
It's a realty company.
They pay you every year?
Every quarter.
Every quarter?
Yeah, and it's one of the most highest paying dividend stocks out here, bro. I should have did this a long time ago. Just letting it stack up.
How about you, Wooly Bully? Tell me something you're going to spend 20 grand on and not Super Bowl party.
I'm probably going to need to look at getting a new vehicle here soon.
Yeah,
that heater not working too well.
It's kind of it's been becoming an issue, and maybe I can just fix it up. But I, at this point, it's like if I've got 20K, I might as well get a new car.
You turn it on, it goes.
It wheezes all the way down the highway.
I've gotten great
at least for the first few miles.
She's been fantastic.
How many miles are on that thing? 250.
Yeah.
Yeah, that 06, man. Still trucking.
Thank you, Broadus.
Thank you, sir.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 240. Bird Turds Report. There's two big stories going on this afternoon with the best-run organization in the NFC East. I hate to say it, okay, but there is a couple of stories coming on about them that I want to pass along to you here. And do you have an irrational fear that makes your body shut down? Why daredevils are impersonating Jordan Spieth and it would bring me to my knees. It's next right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.